bet you're going fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Oh, you know what that means. It means our fishing expert, Leif, is here. How you doing, Leif?
Oh, not too shabby. How you doing, Depp?
I'm good. I'm kind of wondering. We got the good, the bad, the ugly. What do we got going on?
Yeah, that's what we got.
I mean, it's...
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay, I wondered.
You know, the fishing is good, which is hard to say it's bad, but I feel that it's kind of unnaturally good.
It's not good because it's not...
Cold?
Frigid cold, yeah.
No, we haven't had any cold spell this year, really, significant at all.
And I was trying to remember. I mean, I remember a few early on single-digit days, but nothing for a long time now, and I'm starting to get worried because we're already way into January.
You know, believe it or not, my maturity level might not always reflect it, but I'm a 42-year-old man, and I lived in this valley for most of my life. Yeah. I was born and raised here, you know, as we talk about, and it doesn't get as cold as it used to. You know, it's changed a lot just in the 30 whatever years that I've really been able to notice. From the end of the 80s, I remember a cold spell that blew up most of the apple trees on the back road on my bus route from Carlton on up. Seeing those blown apart trees the next morning to me was just like, holy cow. And I think it was like 25, 30 below. For a week or two there that it kind of made that happen. And it was in the middle of the night, just one of those super cold nights. And I can only imagine the sound of apple trees literally blowing open. I mean, the whole upper half of the tree just blown apart.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just there's always been fluctuations in snow. I can remember the winter of, I think it was 86, 87, living up Libby Creek, up Smith Canyon there. When I was first starting to get into snowboarding, I was bummed because the snow wouldn't even cover the Barnaby. I remember a very clear picture of that in my head, maybe ankle deep snow or just a little more. So we've had low snow years, but what we've always had is cold, and we don't have that anymore. And so... Yeah. We haven't been getting what we used to call the ice dam at the bottom of the Methow, which is down by what we would call Old Hatchery Road there. Not down all the way by Pateras, where it should always be kind of iced over, where it, upstream, where it would kind of turn into multiple levels of ice. And, and it would literally be a mile, almost 2 miles long there by Old Hatchery Road, like I say, kind of just above Alta Lake. And it would be literally 10 to 15 feet thick. And so... Now we this year it has not set up at all.
Okay.
So, you know, take from it what you will.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I know we talk about it every year, but yeah, this year's not coming up, so.
Yeah, it's something. You know, it's like I said, it's led to incredible fishing. It's been one of the best winter fishing seasons I can remember.
Okay.
You know, and I think that is also some parts of me, you know, learning some different stuff, but really so much of it is just the fact that my guides aren't nice enough and I can actually get casts out there, you know, for more than like an hour in a day. It's been very comfortable out there.
And, well, let's start there. The good.
Yeah. So, you know, the river's been good. The white fishing season goes to the end of February. There was a change in that, in the rule simplifications from last year, because there were other rivers in the state that closed earlier and different times. So they've just put it all together. All white fish seasons in Washington State end at the end of February there. So that's pretty easy. But, you know, it's a great season to take advantage of. Not only... Yeah, you know, we've been discussing some of the awesome trout I've been catching on the bycatch, but also just, you know, the whitefish are great. You know, they're good sport fish. So they can provide you with a fun sporting fight and a target to go after, which is, you know, really just opportunity at this time of the year is great to have. But, you know, yesterday I got home, found myself pretty hungry after putting on a mile or two of walking through the snow and landing some incredibly big fish. I'll post a picture of I decided to have myself a little whitefish cake to restoke that fire. Man, you know, it was the first one I'd made. I took one of those cans of whitefish like I'd given you, one of the lemon dill ones, and I had some left in one, just enough to make a good cake, and so I combined that with one of my friend Sarah's home fresh eggs and some breading and just a few spices.
It's one of my favorite ways.
Oh, super good.
Yeah, I always treat it like, I always feel like it's like reliable tuna. You know what I mean? I can make great sandwiches. Yeah. I can make great patties out of it.
Well, and you know, it got me thinking, not to get on a total rant about it, but I did see that there were a bunch of weird drugs found in the salmon in Puget Sound.
Oh,
everywhere from cocaine to Prozac.
Oh,
our
right,
salmon those are kind partying. Of- Holy cow. But no, I just, so I,
isn't that ridiculous?
To really, I mean, honestly, maybe it's a little bit safer food to be eaten. It's less miles. Not that the Okanagan and Methow don't have some folks but contributing things like that to it.
It's noteworthy that they can find that when their home territory is all of Puget Sound, which is a big chunk of water,
oh, man.
That there's that much cocaine in the water. Come on.
I could not believe it. That's one of those headlines that will really grab your attention. The salmon looked kind of bug-eyed and like he was up on an all-nighter or something. Maybe they're fighting better. I don't know. But if you find one of the Prozac ones, they might be depressed and might be kind of a sluggish fight. Oh, but seriously, let's reel it in.
No pun intended. Yeah, no, I don't want to speculate on future fisheries.
Oh, that's right.
The uppers and the downers.
We're not going to do this post-apocalyptic fish report today.
Good.
Anyway, the fishing on the lakes, though, I think the ice is probably still good. But that whole phrase, "I think the ice is probably still good," should always give one caution.
Yeah, no, that's not a that's not a good start.
Yeah, I know it's probably strong enough through, but it's mushy on top, and I just don't really like sitting around in a bunch of water. Not only is it unnerving, but it's just aesthetically not pleasing.
And there's no real at this point in time. What are we, the 17th or something today?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like it's gonna cool off. It's going to warm up.
I don't really see it. You know, so. I mean, I would say, you know, you're probably seeing in the paper, and we've talked about, there is the triple P, the Patterson Lake Perch Poll coming up here, the first annual at the end of the month on the 25th. But, you know, I think we're just going to have to hope for some sort of snap right there to shore up the ice for that one. So, you know, like I say, keep an eye on it. The conditions could come back together. The roads are being plowed into leader again, so it's easier to just spin in there, take a look. You know, when in doubt, just drill a couple holes real close to the shore. Mm-hmm. That's always where most of the thinner ice is anyway, and a kind of a ring around the shore. So you'll get a good idea from that. So, you know, other than that, it's that time where we always thank our good friends over there at the North 40 Fly Shop for sponsoring this here report. And if you're going to spend your winter tying some flies and dreaming about the next fishing excursion, or you need the bugs to get out there and enjoy this whitefish season, or you just like to take a left, like I say, and go to the hardware station there and get yourself some ice fishing supplies, it's all there at the OMAC North 40, or you can check out the North40FlyShop.com online to get everything you need to your door. But if fishing reports or booking trips is what you need, you know I'm your man. So check me out there with the blogger podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. You can send me an email methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Be safe out there, y'all. Take care of this Mother Earth and each other, and get that fish right on in the process. I'm a gone fishing, my mama gone fishing.